Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. I'm here with T-Rex.
Hi.
Hope all is well, guys. Thanks for listening. Had a crazy show last night. This kid emails me, hey, you want to do a show in a theater in Orange County? So I'm like, all right, yeah, sure, why not? Theater, blah, blah. So I drive down there, and it's an actual movie theater. I'm on Broadway or right. Anything. Kind of, no, I look up, I see 12 Years a Slave next to Adam Hunter. I'm like,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so I get there, and it's weird, like, having the crowd look down on you. Normally my parents look down on me.
But I was about to say, in what sense of the word?
Yeah, they're actually looking down. Not like they're looking down like, oh man, I'm happy I'm not that guy.
Unless, of course, they're playing the 12 Years a Slave and there's a room full of black people waiting to be mad at white people and then they bring you on stage.
Yeah, that would be awful. But I think some people actually thought they were there for an actual movie. Right. And then I was just some guy with a microphone doing 45 minutes of...
The previews.
And they didn't expect my filthy... But it went pretty well. It was weird doing comedy, people eating popcorn. Okay. But some people loved it. Some people actually loved it. Other people were just confused, like, okay, when's this guy? When are the previews starting? It was crazy. That was my yesterday. The day before, I had a gig in Irvine, and I'm doing comedy, and this lady, it was like 15 people in the crowd. It was like kind of one of those weird like bar gigs, and then this lady comes in, and she's like, and people listening, don't think I just do these bar gigs. I actually do huge
theaters,
improvs, and I tour. But you know, as a comic, sometimes you have to work stuff out. You know, you need to do these gigs. I'm going to tell myself that. But this lady comes on and she's like, you just keep talking about sex because you don't have sex a lot. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I'm like, listen, I'd rather not have sex than have sex with you. And then Everyone's like, ooh, and laughing. And then she's like, well, I get laid all the time. Do you? And I'm like, no. It's flat out.
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, being a female, that's not, really not saying anything. Like, you could have one leg and a wooden eye.
Yeah.
And someone will still get with you.
Exactly.
No, that's not saying anything. I'm a woman and I still get laid. It doesn't matter.
Yes. That's like saying I wake up in the morning. Right. I mean, it's pretty much the same. Yeah, so that was crazy. My wrestling team's looking good, by the way. We have this girl showed up on the team. We have like, it's weird, like middle school, because you have kids that are like 50 pounds that haven't hit puberty yet. And then we have like grown men, you know, on the same team.
Right.
But we have this girl that's like.
So those are the black dudes who are like 23, but they're in the sixth grade.
Yeah, it's funny. Well, that's, you said that. But
I can say that I'm black, kind of.
It's funny because when we have to give out singlets to the kids, you know. And the kids put them on. It's always the black kids that are like, yeah, hell yeah. And
those poor little white kids got the baggy singlets.
They're like, come on, man. They're like, yeah, they always ask me, do we have to wear those leotards? I'm like, they're not leotards.
First of all, yeah, if you call it a leotard, you're probably not supposed to be here.
Yeah, right. I'm like, yeah, you have to wear them with stockings, dude. But so.
And toe shoes.
And then Uggs. So it was. One of those things where this girl shows up, she must be 60 pounds. A 60 pound like Mexican girl, adorable girl.
A 60 pound Mexican girl? She must have been 4.
No,
I'm just kidding.
She actually brought her kids. No, but she was like 60 pounds and she had no muscle. Right. I don't even know if she even knows this is wrestling. Like, I don't know why she set up for wrestling, but I was showing her the moves and she was kind of getting them. It was adorable though. I was like, I give her a lot of credit. I think she might think this is basketball, but she was. Like, I don't know if she actually goes to the school, but she showed up, and but we have a good team, though. We have a good, solid...
I think it's basketball. It's almost as bad as Chael Sonnen talking about the Nogueira brothers.
that they tried to, like...
Feed a bus, because they thought it was a horse.
Oh, that was so... Remember when Chael came, and he's like, guys, this is soap, at the press conference?
Oh, my
God. I thought he was going to get killed, but that was funny, though, when he's like, this is soap. So anyway, speaking of MMA and Chael Sonnen, who lost to Rashad, now they're saying Rashad might fight Cormier. next. Okay. I was thinking about that fighting the way over here. That's an interesting matchup because you got to look at the advantages, right? Okay, obviously Cormier's got the advantage in wrestling, but MMA wrestling, I mean, Chael had the advantage in wrestling. So did Phil Davis, you know, had the advantage in wrestling. So who has the advantage, you think, in that? In,
well, you know my...
You're going to say Cormier.
Of course.
Right. Well, I look at as Cormier at power, you know, the guy knocks out Bigfoot. He beats up Josh Barnett. Can Rashad beat up Barnett? No, but at that weight, it'll be an interesting matchup. I don't know who... I obviously think Cormier wins that fight, but that'd be a good fight.
It would be a good fight, but I think Daniel would punish him.
Punish him.
Yeah.
Really? Think
so. Yeah.
Even though he's 50?
He's 34, man.
He's 30.
He's a baby.
Nah. He's not 30. I think he's older than 34.
No, he's 34.
Really?
Yeah.
Like he was born in 1934, or he's actually...
Wow.
He's
a beast, man. He's a pure gifted athlete. He could have played pro football, too.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not denying that. And I think he beats Rashad. I hope he beats Rashad, but that's a tough fight.
To say punish, I don't mean punish. I think he wins the fight without taking a whole lot of damage.
Right.
I think. But, you know, Rashad's tough, too. Tough dude. I like him, though. I like Rashad as well. I'm cool with both of them, but... I have to give the advantage to Daniel. I mean, he's super, super human strong. At the awards that year that I was there when you were there.
Yeah, the one where he fought John Jones in the parking lot that you talked about.
Yeah, he threw me across a room. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like, he took a bottle of my cologne, and I went back down to his room like the next day to get it, and he didn't want me to have it. So he grabbed me and like hip tossed me, and I
flew across. So based on him throwing you means he's going to beat Rashad Evans?
I'm 235 pounds, and he threw me like I was 50 pounds.
Yeah, he's an Olympian wrestler.
Exactly.
Two-time. I mean, yeah.
He's freakly... What I mean is that he's freakishly strong, though. I mean, he did that with ease.
I think he might have a better gas tank than Rashad, which is interesting, because you look at him and you think, you know, he's got the body of Oprah, but he's still... The guy still has got a great gas tank. And, you know, he's a great guy, too.
Yeah, super nice guy.
So Tito Ortiz recently wrote a tweet about Dominic Cruz saying, "Hey, man, keep me out of your mouth." I mean, not exactly that. That sounds kind of it's kind of wrong, but
that sounds like something he would say to Jenna.
Yeah. Well, Jenna's actually going back into porn. Have you heard about that?
No. Because it was all those MILF sites.
No. That and she's going back into porn, which is weird because I guess she could take more shots to the face than Tito at this point. But so.
My God.
Yeah. So she's going back into porn, and but she's not doing regular porn. She's only doing cam. She says that's not porn. She said that's having fun.
What is it?
Is that cam? Where like have you heard of cam? Basically, you could go on the internet and pay.
Oh, doing like
live chat, and then the girl gets naked and
does stuff for money.
She says that's not really porn. She says that's
okay.
That's something else.
You're naked. Guys are ejaculating. To me, that sounds like porn.
Yes. Yeah. Or Thursday for me. So she might go back into porn, or she's going back into porn. Says she needs the money. Her and Tito keep going back at it on Twitter, but. So he called out Dominic Cruz.
Following his Opie and Anthony appearance?
Yeah, he went on Opie and Anthony. He said something about Tito crossing Dana. And by the way, Dana on the Underground has been... So, you know, a lot of people were really mad at Dana White because of what happened with GSP. Who, by the way, I know I'm going off on a lot of tangent, but GSP said he didn't get anyone pregnant. and his father isn't sick and that he's fine.
Okay.
So he hasn't retracted the alien comment yet, but he didn't get anyone pregnant.
Okay, good.
So, but Dana on these message boards, people are like, "Dana White, you should retire or step down, or Dana White sucks." So the funny part is that Dana White actually goes after these people on Twitter. Like someone was like, "Dana White, you suck" on Twitter, and he goes, the guy had like on his Twitter avatar, it was an egg.
Right.
So he goes, "F you, you're an egg." That's what he writes.
That's great, though.
Yeah. So now everybody on the Underground, when they're arguing, they go, "You're an egg." That's what they say to each other. Like, "You're an egg."
That's
funny. And then someone else says something like, "Dana White, you know, MMA's UFC sucks." And he goes, "F you, goof." Like, right. Goof. So people say, so it's no longer goof. It's now "You're an egg." So so what happened was this guy, Reggie Williams, what's that guy?
Reggie Watts?
No, Reggie something Jr. Reggie, the name is Reggie Jackson, not Reggie Jackson. Reggie, something. Reggie, man, this is bad.
Ray William Johnson?
No, because I happen to know the guy. He happens to be a nice guy. He's Reggie something. The guy does like parodies and songs, and he's a pretty funny guy. So he writes like, Dana White, please step down. It was despicable what you did with GSP, blah, blah, blah. And then that started a thread of like, you know, hundreds of people arguing or agreeing with him. And then Dana White steps in and goes, hey, quit being a pussy. So he actually writes on the thread, which is like crazy that the president of the UFC is like
taking time out to do that.
Yeah, which is kind of cool in a way. You know, at the same time, it's just crazy. Like imagine David Stern going on, like calling someone a pussy, but because they say the Knicks suck. You're like, oh yeah, you know, you're a pussy, you know, but it was kind of, so yeah, so Dana White was going at it, and he was actually going at it with a lot of people, but, you know, he also, Dana said him and GSP are on great relations, and people need to calm down, and, you know, he gets a lot of crap, but there hasn't, I've never seen a president of a sports so passionate, and right. also so hands-on. I mean, if I were him, would I fight with people on Twitter? No, I don't even fight people on Twitter. I'm like me, because I'm just like, I'm not going to give people the time of day to even argue with people on Twitter, because what's the point?
Right.
But Reggie Watson, what is it?
Reggie Brown.
It's not Reggie Brown. It's no? Reggie something Jr. Reggie Warren Jr. Reggie, yes. So he said, Dana White, please cash out and retire. That was the thread. And then that ended up getting 391 replies and 48,000 views.
Jesus.
And it's on the underground right now, that actual thread. And Dana, Uncle Creepy stepped in, and it just kept going on.
Did Uncle Creepy step in to defend Dana?
Yeah, he basically said that the fighters are getting paid more than what it actually says that they're getting paid. Because, you know, sometimes it like prints, like, okay, he got 12,000 to fight and 12,000 to win.
Right.
And then Creepy said, well, you know, this is sponsoring money and then this money.
Sponsorship money, right.
Yeah, and all kinds of kind of, you know.
Incentives and cash.
Right.
Cash incentives.
Right. Because people were, and then Dana was arguing with people because they were saying, well, you know, this guy, you know, they were comparing what GSP makes to what Tim Bradley makes or something. And, you know, because everyone always says that boxers make more money. But boxing's been around for such a longer time, you know, and the MMA guys fight more often. I mean, look, do I think guys should be making more money? Sure, you know. Yeah. I would love to. Everyone,
I agree.
Everyone should be making more money. I mean, you know, especially guys that entertain me. But I'm not a business guy, and I'm not sitting there with the actual numbers. And right. I'm not sitting there going, okay, this person earned this, and you know, I don't know that. I don't know the intricate details of the actual live gate versus how much it costs to put on a show versus how much this costs versus insurance versus, you know, there's all kinds of factors that it just doesn't, it's not so black and white.
Yeah, it's very expensive to put on a show, extremely expensive. Like, I've been behind the scenes with World Series of Fighting when they're putting the shows together, and I hear how much these shows cost to put on. I'm like, Jesus. Like, it's ridiculous the amount of money that they're putting out, and you know.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine what it'll be like with the UFC because it's ridiculous.
And then also you got to factor in how much debt they were in before they actually started making money and how they had to pay that. You know, so it's a lot of stuff, and I'm not a finance major, and I don't know exactly how much they get paid, but to say, you know, whatever. So that's that. The Ultimate Fighter finale is coming up. Nate Diaz versus Gray Maynard. How do you see this going down, T-Rex?
A lot of fingers in each other's faces. let me think how I see that fight going. I think it's going to obviously go to the ground, I do believe. And I think that I might actually see Nate Diaz pulling it out.
I don't see that at all.
Really?
I'm a Diaz Brothers fan. I love watching a Diaz Brothers. That being said, I think they need to.
But Nate is tough as hell. Right.
But I think that their camp needs to. They need to go to different camps. It's like when you fight with the same guys, the same training partners over and over again, you get used to their styles. You know what they're gonna do. I know it just from high school wrestling. I mean, there were guys that I would start off the season. I would dominate them. By the end of the season, they knew what I was going to do. I knew what they were going to do.
Right.
And I think the Diaz brothers would really profit from going to a Greg Jackson camp or American Top Team or, you know, a Rain or, you know, getting different looks.
Those are the whole Cesar Gracie.
Yeah, Cesar Gracie, Jake Shields,
right.
Nick Diaz, Gilbert Melendez. None of those guys aren't all beasts. They are, you know. But I think that Maynard got caught in his last fight, and I think he's just going to out-wrestle him. Nate Diaz got stopped in his last fight, you know, by Thompson. He was winning that fight up until then.
Right.
But it, I just think that, you know, I'm not sure where his head's at. He said he had a high school reunion to go to, and then he couldn't fight. Then he said he wanted to fight Pettis for the title. Yeah, he went to high school. Then he said he wanted to fight Pettis for the title. And then he said that he wanted to, you know, I think that Maynard's going to pull this off. It's going to be a good fight, though. I mean, any fight, definitely Diaz brothers have never been in a bad fight. I mean, ever.
No, not once.
It's just not going to happen. I mean, so, yeah. And also, you got the finale. We got Holdsworth against Davy Grant. I haven't seen the new episode because we were pre-recording this, so
Holdsworth is a straight beast, man. I see him taking that.
Yeah.
I see him taking that.
But Davy Grant's a tall guy.
Is he really that tall?
Not that that matters, but I think he's a lot taller than Holds. He just seems bigger. But Holdsworth...
Like I said last podcast, Holdsworth is just a consummate professional, and he's so focused.
Yeah, and he's like a black belt under... I think he's under Layman, he's a black belt, and then... Not under... Yeah, and then he's under black belt under someone else. I mean, he's, you know, kickboxing. He has it all. And he trains with those guys at Alpha Male.
Right.
So he's literally sparring with Chad Mendez and, you know, Benavidez and Faber every day. And you can't get better than that, especially if you're 135.
And Dwayne Bang.
Dwayne Bang, who... Yeah, I mean, I see Holdsworth winning that fight, too. And he seems like a real nice kid, too. He's got a great story. A very sad story. His brother got shot, you know. But I like him. He's always retweeting me.
And, that's a good thing.
The only thing disappointing about Holdsworth is that he didn't actually get into Juliana's pants. That is a... Because, you know,
I don't know how I feel about her, man.
Really? Why?
I mean, because she does have that nice complexion, but then sometimes she looks like a dude to me. Like,
you're not the first person to say that. However, I'm not telling her that. And right. You know what? I think she's kind of hot. I do. She's got a, you know, I mean, she's not too jacked yet. She hasn't made that.
She's pretty jacked.
She's pretty jacked. She's pretty jacked.
Definitely. And she's got the Puerto Rican blood, which means that if she does get mad at you and she snaps, which a lot of Puerto Rican have that fiery.
She's Venezuelan, I think, actually.
Same thing, yeah. It's that hot Latin blood. She'll snap and she will beat your ass. And
think about how crazy she probably is in bed. I mean, she probably, like,
yeah.
There's probably fire involved. Like, it's probably chainsaws. I mean, she's probably nuts in bed.
Literally, just nuts in bed.
Oh,
too many nuts.
Come on, man. She listens to this.
All right. I'm just playing Juliana. Please don't punch me in my face when you see me.
Yeah, please don't. But she's, I don't know. Out of all the girls in the house, other than Rhonda and Misha, who would you like to fornicate with the most?
That's a hard one.
Jessamine is probably the prettiest.
Jessamine Duke.
I mean, she's got that, like, natural model, but she seems like she was tough. She was a tough nut. We had her on the show. She wasn't really vibing with me too much.
Really?
But she was cool.
Morris has the booty. Yeah, she has the booty.
I had Morris on the show,
too.
I
am a booty man. I like the booty.
Morris has those crazy eyes.
Yeah, I think she has, what's that, what's it called? Astigmatism?
Stigmatism?
Astigmatism.
Oh, really? I don't know what that is. What's that?
Eye condition or whatever.
Oh, really?
Her eyes are, like, gigantic.
Yeah, she has big eyes.
Yeah. And I think that's a condition.
I don't know. I like the Jessica, the cougar. I mean, she's not really a cougar. She's more of a puma, but she is, like, she's also a pretty girl. The redhead's kind of cute. There's I don't know. They're all kind of in the same range.
Yeah.
Of hotness. Like, you know, I would definitely. I wouldn't. They'd throw me out of bed. Literally throw me out of bed.
You'd be flying across the room, hip toss.
So, yeah, Ultimate Fight Night's coming up. Mark Hunt versus Bigfoot in Australia.
Mark Hunt.
Really? By knockout?
Knockout.
Really?
Yeah.
Bigfoot's got more weapons, I think, though.
Yeah, but... yeah, he's got more weapons, but, I mean, look what Mark Hunt did to... Was that Stefan Struve?
Yeah.
Lodged a tooth in his cheek.
But Stefan Struve also stood there with his hands down and allowed a guy... Who's 5'2" to knock the crap out of a guy who's 7'9"? And that's kind of a weird game plan. I don't know if he's 5'2", Mark Hunt, but he's not. But he's you know.
Yeah, but Bigfoot also did the same thing with Daniel Cormier.
Well, yeah, but he didn't know. I don't think he knew Cormier's power. But Bigfoot looked terrible in his last fight against Kane. He got run over by Kane. But I don't know. Bigfoot's a weird fighter because he beats a guy like Travis Brown. Granted, Brown had a leg injury and whatnot. But then he'll lose a fight that I think, you know, he got knocked down by Mike Kyle, came back and won that fight. I'm picking Bigfoot for that fight.
Are you really?
I think that Hunt has just taken too many shots over the years. I mean, you look at Hunt's fight with Ray Sefo. I mean, you look at you look at all the wars that Hunt has been in.
Yeah.
He's been in so many wars.
His experience is going to serve him well. And I think he's gonna break that gigantic jaw.
it's a good card, actually. Shogun is taking on James Tahuna, or Tahuna. Is it Tahuna?
Tahuna. Yeah,
Tahuna. Shogun, I don't know who wins that fight. Another good fight.
Shogun, I think, might be done, man. Or getting really close.
Another guy that, like, he's just too many wars.
He might have, like, one or more two good
that
fights.
That war with Henderson, I think, kind of.
Jesus, yeah, that took a lot out of him.
Yeah, that took out of me. I was watching the fight. Pat Barry is taking on Soa the Hulk. Barry wins that fight.
Yeah.
Although, you know...
Soa the Hulk Pulele.
McCorkle fought Soa, who said he's very underrated. I mean, Soa destroyed McCorkle.
Right.
But in his last fight, he looked pretty bad, Soa the Hulk. He did, you know, but it was his UFC jitters. The UFC announced that they're having 54 events next year. That's how many... 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah, that's like one every week and then add two.
54 events. That's a lot of events. And I am excited about it. They could have one every day. They could have 365 events. I'd watch every single one of them.
Yeah, I love it too. I love it. I love fighting. I love the fight game.
Thiago Silva pulled out of the main card. It's weird because normally he either... Thiago Silva, who, you know, got busted for steroids, marijuana... He missed weight last time, and now he pulled out the day after he announced he was going to, but he didn't say why, so I guess just pick one. It was a preemptive pullout, but so yeah, that's what's going on. All right, so our first guest recently knocked out Nate Marquardt, one of the scariest dudes in the UFC, Hector Lombard.
Let's see if we can make this awkward.
Hey, Hector Lombard.
Hey, what's up, Lee?
How's it going, man? It's Adam Hunter and T-Rex. You're on the MMA Roasted Podcast.
What's up, buddy?
How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. Congrats on your huge win over Nate Marquardt.
Oh, thank you.
Looking good, brother. Looking good.
Yeah, that was amazing, dude.
Oh, thank you, guys.
So what do you think the difference was in the Nate Marquardt fight as opposed to the previous fights?
I train harder and I have more dedication and I knew that looking that fight I would have got top in the UFC, so I didn't want that.
Gotcha. So who do you want to fight next?
I mean, I want to fight the top guys, you know, but unfortunately, all the big names right now are booked. So I think that the only guy who's not booked right now is.
Yeah. Hello. Hector. Yeah. You know. Yeah, a lot of the guys are booked. Now, somebody said something about you having a fight with Michael Bisping in an elevator.
Yeah, I mean, like, I fight that guy whatever he wants, to be honest, yeah.
But, I mean, what happened? Did you fight him in an elevator or something?
No, I squeezed his hands.
You squeezed his hands?
Like, when you shook his hand, you squeezed it real hard?
I squeezed it.
Okay, so let's set it up. Okay, so you're in an elevator. Now, where did this take place?
That takes place in Calgary.
Yeah. Okay, so it's you and Bisping, and you say, "Hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you," and then you squeeze his hand real hard.
No, I didn't say nice to meet you.
Oh,
you said nothing to him.
You just squeezed his hand.
No, not even that. He was the one who reached his hand to me because I didn't care, to be honest. But
so he reached his hand out to you and you shook his hand and squeezed it?
Yeah.
And what happened after that?
He made funny face.
He made
what do you guys love today?
He made a funny face.
So he made a funny face, like, ow, or?
Nah, he wanted to be a man. He kind of like, he dissimulated pretty well.
Right. So then, did he try to attack you? Did he push you or?
After I let it go, he was like kind of like laughing. Sort of like, okay, you know, I gotta talk bad about you now, things like that, like ironic.
So is Bisping someone that you want to fight next?
Well, I'm 170. I want to focus in that way. You know? I mean, like, if the UFC, you know, picked up five, I'll have a five for sure.
Right, but you want to... Right. Now, how hard is it for you to make that weight?
It was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems pretty hard, man. I mean, you're huge for that weight. I think that you're... I mean, I don't know any... You're going to be a beast for anybody in that weight class. I mean, what did you think about the Hendricks GSP fight?
It was a great fight.
Who do you think won? I mean,
I believe like Henry was, you know, did most. I think that Henry did a lot to win that fight.
Yeah.
It is what it is, you know. I mean, I'm one of the guys that I always been screwed by decisions. So.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't go up there and you don't finish the fight, it can go anyway.
Right.
Now, how do you think how do you think you match up against Hendricks or a GSP?
Not much I will, but I have to make my way up there, you know?
Yeah.
I have to, you know, win a couple more fights and see what happens after that.
I mean, I think you're a guy that, I mean, I think you're probably one of the only guys that probably hits as hard or even harder in that weight division.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it didn't run for me, you know, I hope they don't run. But I train right now to catch the guys when they run. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you see that fight, the name of one fight. I jumped when he was running. I jumped and I caught him.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Wait, he was running.
Track shoes.
He was running.
So, how do you train when somebody? How do you do that? So, like, do you like chase chickens like Rocky used to do, or how do you?
I mean, I've been training for it, you know, because I know, like, you know, from now on they just kind of go and run. I'm kind of like, I need to set up my game plan for that.
Right. 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 Now you're training over at American Top Team. And a lot of people are saying that you and Robbie Lawler would be a great fight, but I know he's in your camp. Would you fight guys that are in your camp?
It's up to the UFC. Whatever the UFC wants to do, I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He strikes me as a guy
that
would fight
anybody. I have to put him on my table, and you know, whatever Dan Lambert and the UFC, you know, agree with, I'll follow.
Right.
At the end of the day, I need to put food on my table.
There you go.
Right. How's it going with your girlfriend, by the way?
Oh, I don't have a girlfriend right now.
Oh, what happened?
We broke up.
What? Why did you guys break up? Did you squeeze her too hard in an elevator?
We had a different schedule, you know. We have different schedule, like... when I come home, she's sleeping. So when she's up, I'm sleeping. So she had to go to bed about 8 o'clock. She had to wake up like after 5.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
So, you know, we didn't see each other.
So that means if we come to Florida, we have a running partner.
Yes.
You guys, bye.
Now, did you train with Now, you said that Ronda Rousey is going to beat everybody because she's so strong. Have you trained with Ronda?
Trained once. She came over to the ATT, and we trained a little bit. She's strong, man.
Was there, like, chemistry there?
Huh?
Was there chemistry between you and Ronda? Was there sparks flying?
No.
Did you lock eyes with her?
I'm a respectful guy. I don't try to go and train with a girl and try to pick it up. I have to be professional, man. You never know what's happening, and you know, like, things can go in different direction, and I don't want that. You know, I want to go and train, go home.
Yeah. So, by the way, you're one of the most intimidating guys I've ever spoken to. By the way, just so you know, Rogan said that you're the scariest guy in the UFC. How did you feel when he said that?
I love Joe Rogan.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
I've been a fan of Joe Rogan for I don't know how many years. I mean, the guy is just amazing.
Yeah.
And I can tell you one thing. Joe Rogan is allowed to say whatever he wants to say, because only Joe Rogan is Joe Rogan.
Right. Now, what? It's true. Now, what do you think about fighting a guy like Ben Askren?
Yeah, I would love to beat him up. Is he in the UFC yet?
I think he's meeting this week with the UFC, and they're thinking. I'm pretty sure that they're going to sign him. I think it'll be good. I mean, he's an Olympian. You're an Olympian. He's an Olympian wrestler. You're an Olympian judoka. I think it'll be a good fight.
Yeah, I will beat him up for fun.
What?
He'll beat him up.
Beat him up. Okay, so let's.
Yeah, I'll beat him up. No problem.
Let's run down the guys that are 170. All right. So how do you think you'd match? So against GSP, how do you think you'd match up?
Beat him up. No problem.
I match up well, but I'm too far for him right now. So let's keep that one.
I love this guy.
Yeah, you have to be realistic here, brother.
Yeah, realistic.
Ben Askren,
yeah,
I'll beat him up for free.
wow.
I don't even need to get paid for that fight. That's easy money.
You beat him up for free. So if Dana called you up right now and said, we signed Ben Askren, would you beat him up for free? you'd do it?
Deal.
Yeah,
deal.
He's going to go and hug. He's a hugger. Who else?
Wait, so you're not worried about Ben Askren? What about Ben Askren's wrestling, though? You're not worried about getting taken down by him?
Listen, I got to tell you one thing.
Oh, my God. If you're sitting in the room right now, I'd be scared as hell.
I don't even got to worry about that for that hugger, okay? I mean, come on. Are you serious? She sent me out with somebody else bigger. You know, Jake Shields is up there. He's a little guy up there that, you know, needs to get, you know, a proper fight. Come on. Don't send me out with this guy come from Bellator. Leave me alone. I'll in the UFC. Come on. You know.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
All right.
You
so,
know, the guy's boring. You know.
He is.
I'm a title fighter.
He is a boring fighter, but he is undefeated. He's so far made everyone.
Who cares about that? Nobody cares about that. The people care about who's going to watch the fight. You know
exactly.
What I mean? Like, let's face it. When you're sitting in the table or you're sitting in the couch and you want to watch fights, would you rather watch a guy who has 6-7 losses, but when he comes to fight, he comes to bang and he comes to defeat an assignment? Or
100%.
You rather watch a guy who has 40 fights, never lost, but it's gonna bore the hell out of you.
I'm taking the exciting banger every time.
But he is efficient. Okay. I mean, he's an efficient fighter.
No. We're in the entertainment business here. You have to look good.
That is the bottom line.
You have to look good. Okay, your body has to be like, you know, in set of shape. You have to be a character, and no bitch, just playing. Just playing. Because, you know, being just playing is playing. You know? Playing. It's like, you get to the TV, you get like,
This is vanilla.
You know?
Just vanilla, no spice.
You know? No, you don't want that. You want like, oh, who is this guy?
Right.
No, there is what a definite, no, look.
This guy looks good. Let me see. Oh, he's excited. He said, that's a 4 year, but he's excited already. I'm excited. And then you sign got some and say, Daddy, who is this fighter? You know? No, like...
That's right. Now, who's the guy that was just laying there for?
No, I have to admit, look, there's a certain thing about you that you have a very Mike Tyson-esque thing where you're like, oh my God, what's going to happen? You know, someone's going to get knocked out. But I do respect the fact that a guy like Askren has his wrestling has been so dominant.
Yeah. Okay. Are we watching a wrestling match or are we watching a fight?
We're watching a fight.
Okay, you want to watch something that you know let's bang, man, let's fight. And that's what I be telling people, like, you know, that's why so many guys are getting caught from the UFC.
Right,
dude, you're boring as hell.
Yeah, I mean, they cut John Fitch, and John Fitch is a stellar wrestler.
All right, what about Jake Ellenberger?
I'll take
him. Now, how do you see that fight going down?
They'll sit there and they'll sit in the pocket and bang each other to death.
I take that one.
Matt Brown?
I take it.
I mean, do you see yourself? I mean, do you see? What about
Jake Shields? Do you mention Jake Shields?
Jake Shields.
I take it.
Martin Kampman.
Bro, I take it.
He'd fight anybody. I truly believe that.
All right, would you fight Ben Askren and Martin Kampman at the same time?
I'll take it.
Yeah, Ben Askren is boring.
Right, back to that.
You know, have you seen those guys that they fight guys and they made the fight boring?
Yeah, I have. But that's, yeah. That. All right. What about Tyron Woodley?
My teammate.
So you wouldn't fight him?
Well, you know, if we have to fight, we have to fight, but... let's skip that one because it's my teammate.
Right. All right. And then we'll skip Lawler too, right?
Yeah. Well, they're my training partner.
Yeah. Right. So, well, I mean, we pretty much went through the whole division. What about Damian Maia?
I take
it. Rory McDonald.
I take it. Happy.
How do you see that fight going?
KO.
First round?
First round, because I don't gotta just, you know, go. I just gotta put the pressure on him.
Right. Well, all right. So that's...
Hector's scary,
so
man.
Hector Lombard claims he will knock everybody out in the first round at 170.
But please don't mention Ben Askren yet, man. Come on. Please. I mean, I told you guys I'm excited. You want to have a ready station where you get excited? Just, you know, don't have that guy there. Come on.
Oh, man. You are a trip. All right. So, changing the topic. So, word on the street is you're a big ladies man, Hector Lombard. How do you pick up the ladies?
By the throat.
I am? No. I don't have. I wish I could have one.
But, like, you see a girl, you're like, hey, I'm Hector Lombard, I'm an Olympian wrestler, I'm in the UFC, go home with me? I mean, how does it work?
No, it doesn't work that way. Look, I gotta tell you one thing. the chemistry to pick up a woman,
yeah,
is very sick. Let the girl pick the shot. Let the girl, if she likes, you know, your swag, or if she like you, she's gonna let you know. She's gonna maybe give you a little look, not much, but she's gonna let you know, hey, I'm open.
You gotta look for the signs.
But are you gonna let Askren take the shot when you fight him?
You don't even have.
Are you gonna let Ben Askren take the shot as well when you fight him?
You bored me again. I was getting excited about.
No, go on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt. Keep going.
I love when he does the board sound.
So
he goes like,
let the girl take the shot. All right. So, if a girl likes you, let her hit on you. You're saying. You say don't be aggressive. Let her come to you.
Yeah, she's gonna let you know, and then you go from there. You don't have to talk about yourself. You know, you don't need none of that, because if she's interested on you, she wants you. I mean, if she's a gold digger, and you're in a strip club or whatever, then you have to show money. They don't care, you know, your resume. They don't care about, you know, the pedigree. Then they care about money.
Right.
So you don't even have to talk about who you are. Show the money. Now, if you in different ball game, you just have to let the women take a look. Give you a blink of an eye, stuff like that, you know? And then from there, you start up. Now, if you go to her like a fool, you're a fool already, because she's no interest. Yeah, you're going to waste your time, you're going to waste your money, you're going to waste your drinks, you're going to be keep buying drinks to her the whole night. She's going to be looking at all the guys.
That's the beauty of prostitutes. That's the beauty of prostitutes. You spend the same amount of money, but you're guaranteed at the end of the night that it's going down.
Wait, if you're talking about prostitutes, you should show the money and go home.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if you're in different, you know, environment, I mean, if you're in a different environment, you just have to wait. You have to be patient.
Right.
Yeah.
So who do you
like? I'm Persian right now. I just waiting for the right one to come.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too. So who do you like in the Chris Weidman versus Silva rematch?
That's a hard one to pull. I think Chris Weidman's got to pull up to win the game. I don't know. I think he knows he can beat him.
Have you trained with him? I think Weidman's going to win. I think that I think speed's the first thing to go. And I think Silva is so great, but I think he was so good because of his reflexes. I think at age 38 years old, you might start to slow down a little bit. And some of the things that you got away with before, like Roy Jones Jr. did, you can't get away with anymore.
All that showboating.
Keeping your hands down and your chin out and kind of doing that stuff. It works for a long time because it's so unorthodox, but eventually it catches up to you.
Let me disagree with you in that one, okay? I got to tell you one thing. Have you seen when Chris Weidman went to the corner and the coach told him? You see what the guy said to him?
He said knock his head off or something, right?
No. Hit it to the chest. Go to the chest and hit it in the chest. So he went to the chest. And because Anderson Silva is so used to back the punches when they go to his head, you know?
Right,
He went and started backing the punches. But that punch went to the chest. And because he is so used to back the punches to the head, that punch was coming to the chest, he got hit there.
Right.
Make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah. It does make sense.
So it's not because he's losing his reflex. It's because the guy went to the chest, and because the other guy was thinking that, oh, I always like the punches, but the punches before always going to the head. So he was used to and able to bag it. But this one was going to the chest.
That makes sense. I mean,
because he's losing his reflex. He's not losing his reflex.
You don't think he's slowing down a little bit?
No, I don't think so.
Have you trained with Weidman before?
No.
No.
No, but I don't think. Let me tell you one thing. Anderson Silva. Don't get it twisted, mate. But the other guy is a good fighter too, and he knows that he can beat him. That's the difference in this fight.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. If Anderson Silva goes the way he always goes, and he fights like no fear, that's going to be a long night.
Right.
But now, if he just has some doubts, that's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down
Anderson
to...
Okay. Anderson Silva's not slowing down at all.
I mean, I beg to differ. I understand. I obviously respect.
Are you arguing with Hector Lombard right now?
I don't mean to argue with you. You obviously know a lot more about fighting than I do. I mean, you're Hector Lombard, for Christ's sake.
He's driving around Miami with the windows down.
Yeah. Are you at an airport or something? Are you on the?
No, I'm in the car. Well, hold on. Right now.
Oh, okay.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Sort of. You're not in like a spaceship.
It's
or something?
Better. It just sounds like you have the windows down, but your head's not hanging out the window now.
Sorry about that.
Like Ace Ventura.
Ace Lombard.
You guys are high or something?
You don't smoke any weed, right?
No.
That's good.
Good man.
No.
So
I don't do narrow stuff, Mike.
That's good.
Are you guys high?
No, we're not. High. No, we're not. Not yet. Wait till after the show. Smoke some weed. But
you sure about that? I like a little roll before.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I actually got, you know, when I did the Rogan podcast, I allegedly smoked weed, and I'm never doing a podcast.
You smoke weeding?
Yeah, allegedly, and I'm never doing that again, because I didn't even know where I was half the time. But anyway, hey Hector, man, look, we love having you on the show. You are one of a kind, dude.
You're entertaining as hell.
Entertaining as hell.
In and out of the cage.
You're a super nice guy, and obviously nothing but respect for you, man. I'd love to see you win the title one day. And honestly, I think you're about one fight away from a title shot. I really do.
Yeah, let's see what the future holds. I really need, like, you know, a tough opening right now, you know. And we go from there. Cool. But anytime you guys want to get an interview with me, just send me a text and we go from there, bro.
Oh, cool. Thanks a lot, man. Have a great weekend, Hector.
Thanks, Hector.
You too, guys.
Later, brother.
Bye.
All right.
So I think we're like breaking through with him a little bit.
Yeah. that was Hector Lombard.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Him, like, he's like, ask me about it. Ask me about Ben Askren. How about Ben Askren?
That was one of the funniest. I feel like I'm like held hostage a little bit. But when he's on, I just he's a very intimidating dude. But he's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah,
you know?
He does.
He's funny. Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you one thing.
We have to have like a Hector love advice. You know, like
right, like a love line.
Like that. I think would be a funny thing. Like how segment. To pick up a girl by right. Hector Lombard. You know,
right.
He's such a brutal dude. You know, but let the girl come. Yeah, if you look like Hector Lombard, girls will come to you. You know,
right.
what about when you're 35 and you've been on antidepressants for 10 years? I mean, it's not as easy to pick up chicks, you know, at like strip clubs. But yeah, that dude. Man, that's a guy that if I ever went to war, I'd want to have him.
Hell yeah.
Front, you know, first, second, and third.
Dude, he's ripped.
Yeah.
Like, he looks ridiculous. He looks like an action figure. So does Tyron Woodley.
I would love to see him fight Ben Askren. I think that would be a good fight. I think Hector, if Askren tries to stand with him,
he's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
But can Askren's wrestling, you know, can anyone stop Askren's wrestling? You know,
but Hector's huge, though.
He's huge, and he's a, you know, Olympian judoka, and he's, you know, he's a beast in every single way, you know.
Yeah.
But Askren got that X factor that
yeah.
He's got that. He's a 2-time national champion. He's another Olympian wrestler. No one's been able to stop him so far.
Yeah.
Except for Jay Haran came the closest, and I thought Haran won that fight, but it was close. Tyron Woodley, we're gonna call Tyron Woodley to see. He obviously is coming off a big knockout over Josh Koscheck. That was brutal.
I loved it.
And let's call him up. Hey, is this Tyron Woodley?
Yo, yo, what's the deal?
Is this the polo assassin himself?
This is straight up Soul Taker.
We just had your teammate
this
on.
We
just had Hector Lombard.
The 401. I give out the 401 TKO.
Nice.
401 TKO.
By the way, you said you had a callback for. Are you in Othello? Are you acting? What's going on?
I'm worldwide, man. I'm in LA right now. I got
Oh, you're in LA right now?
Yeah, I got a Lean Cuisine call back today. I was all stupid pumped about it, man.
You got did you show your abs in the
national commercial?
Nice. Congratulations.
No. Did you already have the audition?
Thank you. I appreciate it. You said what?
Did you already do the callback?
No, the callback's tonight at 7.
Oh, shucks. How long are you in town for?
I leave right after I do the callback, and then I got I go to my son's football game in Tennessee. I got to fly out tonight at like 10:45.
Wow.
Wow.
That's good for you, man. I had no idea you were an actor.
I do a little something. I ain't in jail or nothing, but... You know, I think it's a good supplemental way to, get your feet out the door so you can't fight forever.
By the way, man, you looked huge Jesus. In that last fight. Did you cut 180 pounds? I mean...
You know what's funny? Everybody asks me how much I weigh. I weigh the same. I weigh the same whether I look ripped, whether I look fat. I always walk around at 190, 195. I've only been above 195 once in my life. I was doing the movie Olympus Has Fallen. And me and Craft Services fell in love. And I hit 200 for the first time in my life, and I was the fattest. My sweat was burning. Salt was in my eye from all that Shreveport food. But man, I never get above 195. I'm just proportional. I'm just dense for my weight.
Well, now was it weird being in the UFC and not hearing your mom yell during the fight?
Well, I can hear.
Really?
She a couple rows back, but my mom does a good job of waiting until it get real quiet. You know what I like? She waits till everybody gets silent, and she kicks out her volume.
That's awesome.
And wifey, too.
Wifey
likes to scream out.
My
wife used to be super nervous, man. Now she's getting to the point where she's starting to become a G about it, not as nervous, getting used to the role.
Now, were you surprised that Koscheck elected to stand and trade with you?
No, I mean, I think he was surprised I stood to trade with him. You know, the skills and the striking and explosion that I have, those are things that the world hasn't really seen yet. You know, we've seen him knock people out. We've seen him bang with people, get knocked, and then come back like nothing ever happened. So we were ready for him to have a good chin. You know, the first time I knocked him out, then I woke him back up with a punch, and then he grabbed me, and then he got on his feet, and he rocked me with a punch. So it was a good back and forth fight. In my opinion, I thought it was a fight of the night.
I thought it was too. That's I mean, that was a great.
I mean,
fight.
I wasn't trying to be greedy, but if they wanted to give up both, then the Woodleys wouldn't have been mad.
Right.
Now, were you rocked by his punch?
I wasn't really rocked. He just I threw a leg kick, and then I was trying to sell the leg kick and fake it and throw a right hand, and he threw a right hand at the same time because I kicked him pretty hard, and he saw me about the kick, so he was somebody throw a leg kick and you just sit on it and eat it. And then throw a right hand.
Right.
So he hit me on the forehead at the same time as I was hitting him. So he just really just knocked me out of balance a little bit.
I like how we said right, as if like we know exactly. Yeah, we're like, oh, yeah. I know
what he's talking about. I've never done it myself, but I know what he's talking about when you just take it so you can get your thing off. Like, yeah, I'll eat this leg kick, but he's going to regret it.
Now, I got to say, this fight was more exciting than the Jake Shields fight. I have to.
Of course. I don't even know what fight you're talking about. That fight never even happened. I don't even know who Jake Shields is.
Wow.
Now, we just had Hector Lombard on, by the way, who's quite the character. What a character that guy is. Oh, my God.
He's a good dude, though, man.
He's a good dude. He's funny.
He said he really wants to fight Ben Askren.
Yeah, man. Ben got to get his butt in the UFC, man. I heard he's having some hang up, I think they should at least give him an opportunity. If you rank in the top 10, whether you like your style of fighting or not, at least give the dude a try to go at some of these top welterweights. But he's having some issues actually getting a contract and getting those things worked out with the UFC. So,
in your opinion, what do you think the hang-ups are with the contract?
Well, I think our weight class is so deep right now. So deep. There's so many studs in the weight class. And I think that, personally, his style of fighting – they already got one Jake Shields in the organization. I think he's better at ground and pound. I think he's he pushes the pace very hard, but I think there's just so many guys in our weight class. We got the best weight class right now. And it's so competitive that they figured that if the organization in which he was championing didn't want to re-sign him, they kind of drew some flags. So I think they'll sign him. I think they will, but I think he'll come in at dollar signs that he wasn't expecting to come in at.
Right.
Yeah, I would like to see how he does. I mean, his wrestling obviously is, you know, one of the best in MMA is his straight wrestling. And a lot of people, you know, I always give him a hard time at saying, you know, like how like boring he is, blah, blah, blah. But I want to see how he does, you know?
I'm going to tell you this, man. This is my, you know, honest opinion. I've never seen anybody like Ben as far as mindset, as far as competitiveness. And, you know, he'll find a way to win. I think the guys that just so happen to be the top guys are like GSP and Condit and Catman and Matt Brown. He'll give those guys hell. I think he beats those guys. I think he has a problem with guys like Hector, guys like me, guys like Jake Ellenberger, guys like,
that are explosive on
Robbie
their feet.
Lawler,
you think Askren, wait, hold on.
Those are two to get popped.
Wait, we got to talk about this for a second. You think Askren beats GSP?
I do, man. I mean, I'm just watching the style. Just watching the styles. I know Askren well, and I just know what type of annoying pressure he can put on you. And I know how he's like a magnet of energy. He can make you get tired no matter how good a shape you're in. And,
he does have some weird, funky stuff.
It'll be an ugly fight. Yeah. He'll be sloppy looking. It'll be ugly. He'll be all over him. He might take 50 shots. And he might only get 6. But on those 6, he's going to be on top of him, wearing him out and getting, you know, taking all his energy away.
Like a hot, wet blanket.
That's what I think will happen.
No, I mean, did you watch his wrestling Argo recently?
Yeah, he was out of shape. He took it for granted that he's just such a good wrestler. He's like, oh, I don't need to train. I'm a wrestler. I'm not a wrestler. I'll smack the little kid. And he beat him. But he even said afterwards that, you know, he's going to take it a little bit more seriously and get some wrestling. Because we were supposed to meet up at Missouri and actually go back to the college and do some wrestling. I think he got tied up with his gym and, you know, just kind of went on autopilot.
By the way, you went to Mizzou, right?
Yeah.
I've done shows at Deja Vu.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did comedy shows there. And, oh, my God, I have never gotten more Putang in my life than at Deja Vu. It's just,
That is Coogerville.
Oh, it's his club.
The Tigers, but it's like Stella Get Our Groove Back, Coogerville. Some of them so old, they just like saber two tigers. They're not even cougars.
Yeah, no, one of them gave birth to grandkids. That's how. But,
oh my God.
But
if you're looking for some cleanup, clean up on aisle two.
But there was some. But there were some hot girls there because I was there like 5 times. I was there during it was like the pep rally for Mizzou, and then they had this like I think Stevens College, all girls college is like right there.
Yep.
And then some other college, and oh my, I had threesomes in the green room before the show, after the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. I swear.
It's a good setup, too. You know, the comedy thing is upstairs, the club downstairs. It's a pretty decent setup. It surprised me the first time I went. I went to go watch Greg Warren, former Missouri alumni.
Greg Warren.
And I went to go watch him. Yeah, I went to go watch him there. And I'm like, man, this place sounded nice.
Yeah, no, it was cool.
And how come you never told me about this place?
Because, I don't know, it doesn't pay well, but you get
what
paid.
What you lack in money, you get in Puntang.
Yeah. And
I'm in.
You already have 4 kids, so I think you need to
slow down. He got the prorated pay, and then he got some cushy coupon.
Exactly. So I saw that you tweeted about the Ultimate Fighter last week. You actually watched it, right? The whole Ronda. And
oh my God, I forbid watching that. I'm so mad at myself for watching that. Like, you know, I don't watch a lot of television in general, and to be honest, I've only watched literally, it was before there was five total UFC, Ultimate Fighter show episodes. Out of all the shows, I've only watched 5 total episodes. So I saw it, I was watching a fight, and it was DVR. So I said, you know, let me check this out. Man, I couldn't have watched the worst one. This motherfucker on there eating, drinking water, bath water, eating pizza, in the shower looking all miserable. And they try to discipline him. He won't shut the heck up. He's like, yeah, you're right. I don't deserve to be here. Like, he's saying everything they say. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, I mean, it was Anthony. I mean, the fact is, like, he was going on there saying everyone hates him and everyone's jealous and he's eating mayonnaise and avocado. And then he doesn't make weight. You know, and it's one of those things where it's, I mean, opportunity of a life. I'm sure you know so many kids.
What a jackass.
In the episode I was trying to get on, it's usually 16 guys that make the house. But when I was trying to get on, it was Dan Henderson and it was only Dan Henderson and Bisping. There's only 8 guys from the U.S. that made the house. I missed it by like 2 people. You're going to get a free ticket to the Dan Henderson semifinals on a guy that didn't make weight, and then you're going to make miss weight. He should never be able to do MMA again.
Well, that's what
he should be a water boy.
Yeah, Dana told him to go home to where he's from, get a regular job, and make MMA his hobby.
Yeah, you know where he's from? He's from Missouri. That's why I was somewhat so pissed.
Right, he represents
really
going
to do us like that? Make horribly. Us look that stupid?
Yeah, no, it was and it was what sucked also was that he wasted everyone's hour because we all tuned in to watch a fight.
Right.
Yeah. You know, the good thing about it, I think one of the guys from Missouri, local guys from Missouri, filled in for a fight or for to make the finale. So it was something good that came out. One of my former teammates is making it on either the show or the finale. So.
Are you teammates with Jason High, by the way?
Yeah, am I what?
Are you and Jason High teammates?
Jason? Yeah.
Nice. That guy's doing really well.
Some big old legs.
So we were talking about we were asking Hector. You know, he said we were going through the list of who he would fight, and then we came to your name, and he said, you know, you're his teammate, and he you know next he wanted to say next. Now, how do you feel about fighting teammates?
I don't think it's necessary. Man, look at our lineup. How many guys we got?
Yeah, a million guys.
You know, now there's so many welterweights in the division. You know, put us on the opposite side and let us run through. Let us just clean shop. And if it comes down to it, one of us is holding the belt, then we have to have lunch, dinner, sit down and talk and discuss, you know, what we feel comfortable with. You know, I think it just depends on the person. Some people I've known for so long, I can never fight T.I. Wilder under no circumstance. I've been training with this dude since 2006, and if I had to stand across the cage and look at him, you know, outside of sparring, it would I wouldn't be able to focus. So I think right now, if there's no strap, no scrap. If it ain't no belt, it's too many good guys to fight that you shouldn't have to fight your teammates. And even under those situations, it's something where we have to talk to Dan Lambert, see his feelings, you know, Liborio, and also the guys. You know, it might be a situation where Jason say, hey, man, I'll fight Hector. Or Hector might say, hey, man, I'll fight Robbie. And if those guys agree, then that's on them. But play about situation. Right now, I just see so many other guys. You know, I see Condit. I see Rory McDonald. I see freaking Matt Brown. I see a ton of different guys, you know, that I can fight before I fight these guys.
Right. I mean, so who do you want to fight next? I mean, any one of those three?
Man, I wanted to fight Rory, but, you know, Joe Silva's his equation, the way he does his spreadsheet when he matches guys up. He's a guy that off a win to fight guys off of a win. And, you know, if he would have found a way to pull it off against my teammate, I would have definitely tried to redeem the ATT banner and take out Rory. But I'm going to let the smoke settle, man. I'm not going to just call people out and say I want to fight them. I'm going to let the smoke settle. I'm going to look at what opponent makes the most sense to get me closer to the belt. Like right now, they talk about, like people will say, hey, I'm interested in fighting Tyron. Yeah, I bet you are. Because I just knocked somebody out and a whole bunch of people are raving about it. So you want to try to steal a little thunder, you know? So I'm only interested in, if they're not talking about you fighting for a title or you not close to fighting for a title, why should I fight you? You're right where I'm at.
Wait, who are these guys that are calling you out?
I ain't even going to give him no... free publicity.
Oh, damn. Got me.
Not even worth the conversation.
Right. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Guys that just beat Google the Fool and think they're going to get a fight to put them back in the picture. Nah, I don't think so. All
right. Not on your back.
Not up in here.
Right. Now, who did you think won the Hendricks-GSP fight?
I thought Hendricks won it when I was there. I watched it a couple of times, and I think GSP won it. I think GSP won 1-5 for sure. I think 2-4 was Hendricks. I think GSP was kind of winning the third round. The third round to me is a toss-up round. And then Hendricks took him down right at the end, kept him down for about 10 seconds, and he got right up. So really, to me, that takedown, depending on how the judges scored it, depending on how you know, you score the fight, though. So. I can see either way, though, to be honest.
Right.
When I was there, I thought for sure, all the rounds in the middle, I thought 2-4 Hendricks had. And I thought 1-5 GSP had. But that third round kind of looked a little different on TV.
The first round, too. I mean, the first round was a pretty toss-up round as well.
Yeah, it was really close.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because if Johnny rocks him for 30 seconds, but you look at 4.5 minutes of GSP controlling, dominating, leading with a jab, you know, getting the takedown, you can't just damage is one criteria. But if somebody's, you know, being a general and controlling the ring and getting timing and doing all these things, then you can't just solely score off him landing 3 or 4 good shots and had GSP looking bad, you know. So I really think you just got to look at it minute by minute and, like, judge the minutes and then add those up. I'm like, okay, this person, out of the majority of the five, you know, three and a half of the minutes, he had control.
Right. Now, by the way, I'm so confused. You had a callback today, right, for a commercial?
Yeah.
Did you audition in St. Louis for it?
No, man. I don't play, man. It's straight up hustling around here. I left from Vegas. I drove to L.A. I had a big important meeting Monday. I met with some sponsors on Tuesday. I had my first audition on Wednesday. I went to go hustle a movie set on Thursday, and I got a call back today. Then I go straight to my son's game, and I come back because I'm going to claim this audition is going to be good, that I'm going to get it. In the name of Jesus, I'm claiming it. So I'll be back.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name.
Hey, you know you ain't nothing, right?
What movie set did you go? What movie set were you on yesterday?
Well, one of my buddies is he's still coordinating. They're doing a new Marvel movie. I think it's called Ant-Man or something like that. So I went to go talk to those guys. It's a couple of TV series. I'll submit my information to.
He's doing better in show business than we are.
Political, man. You said what?
You're doing better in show business than we are. We're both two working comedians.
You're killing it, man. Now, how many kids do you have?
I'm killing it.
How many kids do you have?
I have three. That's why I'm hired.
Three boys at that.
Three boys.
That knockout bonus was ketchup.
Yeah. Right.
I was playing ketchup with mustard. They were like, oh, man. I'm like, you know, I ain't rich. I just caught up on some bills.
Now, after you knock out Koscheck, right? By the way, do you think Koscheck should retire?
No, I don't think he should retire. I think there's too many guys in the weight class. I think he's already made his run at the title. I don't think he should really be trying to focus on making the run at the title. He's fought both guys that are in that position right now. I think he should just take fights that are fun for him, fights that get him motivated to, you know, train. I think he's still got so much. He's nowhere near out of his prime. And I think he should hang out and keep fighting until he doesn't want to fight anymore. I don't think a loss, because really, the Hendricks fights were close. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
so it's not like he got three utterly destroyed three times. You know,
I mean,
he got the best spot against Robbie.
I beg to differ, though. I mean, after getting beat up by Lawler and then getting knocked out by you in a brutal fashion, I mean, I'm a Koscheck fan, but I don't think after all, you know, I don't want to see the guy taking that much punishment. You know, and it seems like
it's like this. You know, me and Robbie are on two different. We're on a tear right now. Like, we racing. Like, it's no secret. Me, Hector, and Robbie, it's a damn race. We want that belt, and I want to get there before both of them. So we are turning up. Our mindset is a little different. Koscheck's already had a chance at both sides. So I think mentality-wise, there's a ton of fights. You know, it's like three different tiers for the UFC. You got the guys off the tough show or the guys that are on the entry level. You got the guys that are in the middle trying to break to the top. You got the guys that are, you know, the top 10 that, you know, that everybody's talking about. Then you got guys that are just, you know, remember when, you know, guys like Frank Trigg and Hughes and Enzo Gracie and all those guys, they're just fighting fun fights.
Right.
That, you know, that are good matchups and people want to see them fight. I think he can take 3-4 more of those fights and then retire off a couple wins. I wouldn't retire off 3 losses.
Yeah, but punishment-wise, I mean, don't you think after getting punched in the face by you and then getting punched by Robbie Lawler, at a certain point, you don't want to see a guy take too much damage to his head?
Yeah, you know, but if you really think about it, Koscheck been flashing all of his fights.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Even though he didn't get finished, he's been flashing all of his fights. He's been taking damage for a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, on that note, as far as damage, maybe, but I think that's the choice he should make. I really hate when people get on Twitter and be like, oh, he should have... Like, this, you a spectator, dude. This dude has a house to take care of. He got a damn plane, Ferraris, No, he got a lot of.
Yeah, it might be time to sell some of that stuff off.
He'll start putting freaking.
If I get on an airplane though, and I hear the if I get on an airplane,
he should retire if you don't want to.
If I get on a plane though, and I hear, "Hey, this is your pilot cost check," I'm getting off. Okay, I'm not.
Yeah, I think it's like one of the smaller planes.
Yeah, no, I know. No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. And a guy has a right to make a living, and if Josh Koscheck's on TV, I'm going to turn on the TV to watch him. So I totally.
Yeah, he's done a lot for the sport, man. He's done a lot for the sport in an aspect of. Being a cut up, staring up stuff, getting people to want to fight. He shall fight. And I think, you know, Dana White's pretty good at taking care of guys that took care of the organization. Guys like Chuck Liddell, guys like Matt Hughes. I mean, he was never a world champion, but he stirred up enough crap to make people want to hate him, make people want to like him, make people want to watch him. So, you know, I think it's up to him. I don't think anybody should be making that choice for him.
Oh, no, I understand. At a certain point, though, also, you have to go, well, you know, maybe you shouldn't license a guy. And I'm not saying Koscheck is there, but I think that there are certain guys like, you know, Jens Pulver or guys that are names that you don't want to, that eventually you have to protect them from
Scott
themselves.
Smith.
You know?
Yeah, Scott Smith.
Guys like that, they just took damage, you know. Some guys just, you know, Diego Sanchez, man.
Wow.
Every fight is like, he get hit in the head with a cast iron skillet.
Right. Keep going like his face went in a wood chipper.
Yeah, and that's the thing. My it's God. And you hear Diego talk sometimes. You're like,
yeah, he slurs. He does slur.
You're like, oh, you know, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe you know because that's. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Tyron. When Josh was on the ground and you hit him after you knocked him down, how hard did you hit him? Like, did that connect fully? Because that looked.
I was trying to go in.
Yeah, that looked like it.
You talking about the first time or the last time? Well, the last time I didn't hit him on the ground. The last time I hit him, and I threw my whole life into that first punch. I just saw that punch coming. I blocked it, and I just, anything in my body, I just squeezed tight and threw everything I had. On the second one, he was kind of far away, and I was just trying to come forward and clean up, and I hit that last shot. I didn't barely hit him, and I just walked away because I knew it was over with. And there's no point in me getting on top of him and hitting him again.
Maybe it was the first one. When he was on the ground, though, you looked like you landed a nice clean shot.
No, he was on the ground. I was trying to, because I know he recovered fast, and I actually messed up because I rocked him. He hit the ground. I hit him once, and he kind of went out, and I hit him really hard, and he woke up and grabbed me. And he squinched me pretty tight.
Wow. Now I got to ask you, because I know sometimes after I have a bad comedy set and I'm like with a girl, I have a girlfriend and she tries to cheer me up, I'm in a pretty bad mood. I'm like, you know, I kind of want to be alone. But after a great set, I'm in Vegas and I'm like, oh, I'm ready to do some damage, right? So after you...
You're ready to turn up.
I'm ready to turn up, right? So after you knock out Koscheck and like you're there with your wife in a hotel in Vegas, is it just crazy steam sex?
Man, I ain't even getting there, man.
Yeah, because the kids are in the room, too.
I just thought about that today. Boys. You know, I was telling one of our mutual friends, I said, man, I knocked this dude straight on out, and I ain't getting nam. Not a nam.
Your wife gave you nothing.
You know, we was out too late. She had to take an early flight. I was tired. People was talking. We were so excited. Then the time started winding down, and I'm trying to make my move, and it's time to get up and pack and leave.
Right.
Wow. So you knocked out Koscheck and your wife gave you
and turned you down.
Not even a handy.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Nothing.
Hey, Tyron, you know that if you come to Los Angeles again for a week and you don't call me and Sarah, that we gonna I'm gonna kick you to sleep. You know that, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I can accept that. But I'll be back the first week of December, so I'll give you a call when I land.
All right.
Nice.
Do that.
Nice. Well, Tyron, man, it was great talking to you. Congratulations, man. You seem like you're hustling. You got a lot going. Don't get too Hollywood on us, man. I mean, don't, you know.
I'm not, man. I had a question. Yeah. Are you guys the one that do those group texts?
I do. Me, yeah.
You are a fool, man. You are a straight-up fool. I read those things, and I'm so weak laughing at those.
Oh, thanks, man.
those are hilarious. I was reading it the other day, and I saw MMA Rose, and I'm like, do they do these?
Yeah.
Those are funny, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I actually put your mom in one of them.
I know. She was excited. She thought she was a superstar. Then, you know what's funny? Then I heard her walk around my gym saying, he better not poke my baby in the eye, because if he do, I'm coming up in there.
That's awesome.
I'm like, you got that off the group of text.
That's awesome. That makes me happy, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on, man. Anytime you guys want me on, let me know. It's always a fun time. And, you know, you guys, you're not the general questions you always get, and I think that's refreshing. So give me back on. Appreciate it, and talk to you guys soon.
Absolutely.
Polo Assassin.
Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Straight up Polo Assassin.
Straight up Polo Assassin. Have a good Thanksgiving, man.
All right, you too, guys.
Peace.
That's funny. That's funny that I put his mom, Tyrone's mom, is like, he was yelling at Josh Koscheck in one of the group texts, right. Text chat, and then he was like, he was laughing, and then his mom was actually saying that. That's really funny.
That is funny.
That makes me happy. Oh, man. Well, that is our podcast.
It was a good one today.
It was
I had a good time.
I had a good time talking to two warriors. Thank you, Hector Lombard. Thank you, Tyron Woodley. Anything you want to promote?
I am doing not really. I do some local shows, you know, like Inside Jokes, and then one down in San Diego on Tuesday and some other things. But yeah, man, Todd Rex, TODDREXX on Facebook and Twitter at Todd Rex. Holler at me, check me out, friend me, like me, whatever.
And yeah, you can follow me at Adam Comedian or at MMA Roasted, AdamHunter.com. Thank you, Fox Sports, for having us on your network.
Don Julio.
And thank you, DJ, our producer.
DJ.
And take care and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.